is the big one. Never before has the screen held scenes of such searing action. Never before such a star-studded cast. Tempestuous Tim Brooke Taylor in the role of a lifetime. You loved with him in Song of Budapest. You rolled with him in Desert Tigers. You fought with him in Old Vienna.
Why can't you leave me alone?
Enigmatic Graham Chapman at his most enigmatic as Captain Tab, Boob Groper.
Indians?
Introducing enchanting child star Marty Feldman as the sinister Count Mollusk.
My life, have I got news for you?
Vivacious John Cleese and his fire-eating penguin as the eminent power-seeking QC, Sir Habakkuk Vulture Pant.
Where were you on the evening of the 14th of July?
Why?
Well, I waited up all night for you and you never came home.
From the pages of Leo de Groot's great classic, A Better Life Through Herbal Tobacco, Rediffusion presents At Last, the 1948 Show. Hostess for tonight, Amy MacDonald.
Hello. I'm your hostess for tonight, and I know we're going to have just lots of fun. Well, that's quite enough of me. And so, I'd like to introduce the first item. The first item.
Come in, Mr. Potter. Very nice to see you again, sir.
My name is Wilson, and I've never seen you before.
Splendid, splendid. I do hope you haven't been waiting long.
I've been waiting for just over 2 days. My appointment was for Wednesday at 12 o'clock. It's now Friday evening.
Yes, well, I'm afraid the last patient did take rather a long time. Yesterday was such a lovely day. Actually, I was hoping to get away early this afternoon. Are there many still in the waiting room?
There are over 150 people in the waiting room. It's a very small waiting room, and it's a very hot day.
Isn't it hot? Yes, isn't it hot?
There is also a dead dog in the waiting room.
Oh dear, is that still there? Yes, I must remember to get it moved. Now, what have you come to see me about? Don't be shy, you can tell me. Do you want to join the police, or is it singing lessons?
It's my legs.
Your legs? Trouble with your legs, eh? Well, you've come to the right man. I'm a doctor, you know. A fully qualified doctor. And I can speak French. And I can ski. Now, what sort of a hat are you thinking of? A nice tall one with a big brim?
My legs, I've come to see about my legs.
Your legs, are they ill? Are your legs ill?
They're getting thin.
Ah, an attack of thin legs. Well, 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 it has been a good week. Two trench mouths, a parrot fever, and now thin legs. Well, well, well. How thin?
Embarrassingly thin.
Embarrassingly thin legs, eh? Well, let's have a look at them. Take your bags down. Come on, come on. They are thin, aren't they? They are thin. Aren't they thin? They're fantastically thin! Look at old spindle shanks!
Doctor, I didn't want you to be insulted.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was unprofessional. I'm sorry. Do you think I could ask the people in the waiting room just to come in and have a quick look? All right, put your bags back on, then. Nurse, I may want you in a moment, darling, so get some clothes on. Now, Mr. Potter.
Wilson.
Mr. Wilson, how's the eyesight? Can you read this card?
Yes.
Well?
AJG47321OKB4810B.
Yes. It's from my aunt in Brighton. She must be out of her mind. Now, legs. Can you touch your toes all right?
No.
You can't touch your toes. Well, how do you wash them then, you dirty little man? Rubbing around my surgery with your filthy feet. Can you stand on one leg? No, open your mouth. Does that hurt?
Ah.
No? Ah. All right, now blink your left eye and move your right arm up and down by the side of your body. That's it. Good. Now say ah.
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 Louder.
Ah. Ah.
And pat yourself on the head with your other hand.
Ah.
Good. That's
ah.
It. Now hop up and down.
Ah.
Good. Now keep the eye blinking and the mouth opening and shutting.
Ah.
Now louder.
Ah.
Faster. Ah. Faster. Ah. Faster. Ah. Great job. What you can get people to do. All right, you can stop now. Ah, now, Mr. Potter. How much weight have you gained in the last 3 months? 2 pounds?
No.
4 pounds?
No.
8 pounds?
No.
12 pounds?
No.
13 pounds?
No.
13 pounds, 10 ounces?
No.
Very well, Mr. Potter. Open the box.
What box?
Mr. Potter, you have turned down 13 pounds and 10 ounces, and let's see what you've won. Mr. Potter, you have turned down... You did say you were married, Mr. Potter. You have won a month's free supply of Ellison's new improved Thyra. Well, well done, Mr. Potter. And don't forget to join us again next week when it may be your turn to take your pick. Goodbye, everyone.
I'm not coming here again.
Adder's fork and blind worm sting, lizard's leg and howlet's wing, eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog.
And a follow? Just a
follow. How spooky! And now for something completely different. At this time of year, when Mother Nature has mantled the wintry landscape with her icy fingers, our thoughts go fondly back to those lovely summer days when... Oh, I've forgotten the rest, but it's something about cricket.
My lords and ladies and gentlemen, we now come to the main contest of the evening. A heavyweight contest, 5 rounds, 5 minutes each round. 2 falls, 2 submissions, or a knockout to decide the winner. And introducing your referee for the contest, the Reverend Bonnie Agarbit. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing in the red corner, meeting himself for the very first time, the one and only Tiger Winthrop. I am the
Ha ha ha!